Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, right. Around the world, welcome everybody, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And normally, tonight would be open mic Tuesday night, but unfortunately, our co-host engineer had to go to the hospital, and I'm not privy to her condition right now. I haven't been able to reach her. So we don't know how she is. Of course, we wish her well. And the other day, she told me that she was told by a doctor that her condition could have very well been caused by a side effect from the vaccine. So, you know, that vaccine is not for everybody. Beware. You got to try to determine if you really need it and if it's going to help you or make you worse. If you, you know, if you're thinking about taking it. Anyway, we wish her well. And tonight on Inner Sight, I'd like to go back in time and tell people how the whole thing started and thank all of the people that I can think of who have contributed or helped Inner Sight. We started back in the 80s, you know, early 80s. And the guy who registered us with the Attorney General is no longer with us. He's deceased. Stanley Roy Root, who was an attorney and a great friend and a guy who helped many, many disabled people and never took a penny from them. Well, there was a few exceptions to that. I'll tell you about it. We set up a bunch of blind people who became blind through the medical system when they were premature and they gave them too much oxygen. That's how I lost my vision. And Stanley took on about 20 cases and recovered money. You know, you had to be under 21. Or 21 or under. And, you know, each case was different. And he did recover money for a lot of those young students. I'll tell you a story about that. In the 80s, we were contacted by these kids who went to the Lavelle School up in the Bronx for the blind, you know. And they all had guide dogs. Many of them had guide dogs. And this nun who ran the place, I'll never forget her, would not let kids bring their dogs into the school. They had to keep them locked up in kennels when they got there, which is horrible. You know, it defeats the whole purpose of the guide dog. So, since I had a guide dog then, you know, my boss at the time wanted me to take this thing on and go up there and straighten this woman out. So I went up there with my dog up in the Bronx, Lavelle School, and had a meeting with her. You know, she was a very, very stern, stubborn type person, as nuns will be, you know. I mean, of course, there are exceptions. Some of them are very good people. But she refused. You know, I told her about the human rights law and all that. And, she refused to yield, to let these people have their dogs with them in the classroom. And I told her, I said, you know, if you ever have a fire in this building and those dogs are locked up and the blind person doesn't have their dog and people get hurt as a result of that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Didn't faze her, you know. I said, with a guide dog, a blind person has a much better chance of surviving any kind of fire or catastrophe. And, you know, that was proven. That's been proven many, many times, and especially more recently with the 9/11 disaster, how the guide dog got this blind person out safe. Much easier with a dog. They know what to do. So anyway, she stuck to her guns, and I told her, I said, if you continue to harass these people, I was a young guy, you know, I was very outspoken, as I am still. I said, you continue to harass these people and discriminate against them. I said, we're going to all get together and have a news conference right in front of this school. And you're not going to look very holy. Well, do you know that the next day I get a phone call from a couple of the students? And they said, oh, Sister Loretta, that was her name, Sister Loretta said we can all bring our dog to school, right into school. Sister Loretta almost turned into a brother. She probably got so scared, you know. But that was the way, one of the ways that Inner Sight started. You know, we registered at the guide dog school, and Stanley Root set the whole thing up, paid for it, get started, and before that, going back to the 70s, I was an advocate for blind people who were being locked away in mental institutions. And we helped a lot of people with that. Went into the institution, talked to people, and showed them my dog and all that. And I worked with Howie the Harp. You can look Howie up on the internet. He was a great, great advocate for people with mental disabilities. In fact, the Howie the Harp Center in New York City still exists to this day down on the Lower East Side. And the one out in California, which I had the privilege of visiting some years ago. So, worked with Howie the Harp, and I'll never forget this one kid, young kid, Louie, blind, you know, and they had him locked up in Manhattan State, you know, one of the worst hospitals in the world. You don't want to be there. So Howie and I went up to see the psychiatrist and try to talk him into releasing Louie, you know. We had a temporary apartment where people could stay until they found a regular place. It was one of the things we did, you know. And this psychiatrist, oh, he was horrible. He didn't want to let Louis go. You know, he was determined to make an example of this young kid. Let's see, how old was Louis? Louis was about 17, I think, at the time. Beautiful guy, you know. Always laughing, having fun, you know. So we're in the meeting with this shrink, and Howie Day, I don't know how he pulled this off, but Howie said to him, look, Dr. So-and-so, I don't remember the guy's name. He said, if you don't release Louis and let us help him, I'm going to tell your wife about your girlfriend. Now, I don't know what the hell. All of a sudden, this guy, he must have turned blue, you know, because he obviously had a girlfriend and his wife didn't know it. He says, oh, don't worry. I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. And that's how we got Louis out. Now, you got to remember how he was a celebrity. You know, he's written up in the New York Times, and he was on the David Susskind show regularly at that time, and on WBAI, you know, I believe Howie had his own radio show for a while, too. So he was a great, great advocate. We got Louis out. We got several other people out, did a lot of work at Creedmoor, where they had a whole ward of blind people. There was one woman in there who was totally blind, and they didn't know what to say to her, the social worker. Now, this is a very unusual case, because this woman believed in a religion, led her to believe that blind people are more holy, which to me is stupid, you know. If that were true, why would God make eyes? So she literally blinded herself. She put her eyes out. You know? And you can imagine the frenzy that she must have gone into. You know, and believing this, you know. So the social workers, they didn't know what to say to her. They were all feeling sorry for her, and not making her do things and you know, pitying her and all that. Well, I went in there, you know, and I had my guide dog with me. I can't think of her name. But I told her, I said, look, I said, you don't know me. I don't know you. You're blind, and so am I. And I told her, I said, what are you doing? You know, you did this to yourself. Nobody did this to you. I said, who are you to sit around and feel sorry for yourself? Because now you realize that you shouldn't have done this. You know. So I went to visit her, I don't know, several times and all that, and she finally came around and moved to Florida. I think they placed her in a school for the blind in Florida, and I don't know what happened to her after that, but we got her out of there. That's inner sight. In the 70s, we weren't established yet officially, but we were still helping people. Then we got legal in the 80s, as I mentioned. And then later on in the 90s, and coming into the new, 2000 and all that, we realized that we needed to do more than just be a guide dog school. So we expanded our work to include all disabled people, and that's why we're advocates. We still do the dog stuff, you know, but we're advocates for all disabled people. And when we come back, I'll tell you about the big event with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all our friends, Big East, the Keita Rescue. I want to thank them for caring about my dog and making sure she has enough food and other things that she needs, the harness that they gave her. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, the Japanese mountain dog, the little bear. Akita. Mr. Kennedy, Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Anthony Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll like that. We thank him for all his help. And our good friends at Suffolk Bus Corp for their donation. Excuse me, of $2,000. We're looking for somebody to match that, so if you're interested and you'd like to get some good publicity, we just went over 109,000 listeners on this show. Somebody out there is hearing us. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. By the way, if you want to match the 2,000, call the Inner Sight number. Or send us an email, innersight@pmail.com, no attachments. Or 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to give you all the exposure we can. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Royalty, Little Tommy, and Ali Campbell, to mention a few of the youngsters who have passed away long before their time. We honor them forever. All right, go an extra mile for a child. That's our Inner Sight saying, and we're proud of it, and put it into practice. All right, Inner Sight, and around the world, the show is heard. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners here in the local, and Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the friends who have helped us recently. We greatly appreciate that. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's our saying. Let's see. Who did I leave out? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the ticket. That's the one to remember. You need dog food, cat food. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631 484-3085, the number. You speak with Gary. All right? You need dog food, cat food, and when he can do it, he also does the veterinarian services. Again, 631-484-3085. All right? Inner sight. And don't forget about the Able News. Read Able News on the paper, on and about and for the disabled. Got columns by experts, calendar of events, articles, informative articles that you can, you know, where you can learn things about what's going on with the disabled. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief, Able News Online, you get a free subscription. They also have a personals page where you can meet people. So don't forget about that free subscription online, ablenews.com. Thank you, Angela. Inner sight, and no open mic tonight. No engineer and no co-host. So we're taking the time to explain to you some of the things that led up to Inner Sight. And one of them was called an out-of-sight night. 1972, I believe it is. 72, 73. I can't remember. Philharmonic Hall. Time in history that Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles were together on the same stage. I will never forget that night. And I'm sure Stevie won't. And my beautiful friendship with the great Ray Charles, who was so gracious and beautiful person. And when he came into town from L.A., he donated everything, his airfare, the hotel, everything. And I remember the day I met Ray was pouring rain in April. We went up to the, me and my partner Wolf went up to the David Frost show, David Frost Theater. And Ray was up on the stage and they were taping, I guess. And I walked in and in the back of the theater, and I heard Ray's voice, and I immediately said, "Ray, is that you?" And he said, "That's me, baby." Frank! He recognized my voice from just over the phone. You know? He said, "Frank, that's you." I said, "Yeah, Ray, that's me." And we, he invited us up on the stage and all that. And we we became part of the interview. And Frost, of course, was happy with that because he was going to publicize it anyway. Why Ray was in town, you know, for the out of sight night, Philharmonic Hall. We sold it out. You know, we had so many celebrities involved in that show. You know, Stevie, Ray, people that couldn't perform sent donations. We had this guy, Barry Levine, who had a foundation who sponsored the whole thing. We had the great Ron Delsner produce it. You know, I was in Ronnie's office. I said, "Ron, we can't pay you." He said, "Get out of here." You know? And he took the whole thing on and pulled it all together. And he told me, he said, "You gotta stop publicizing this. I got acts calling me. I got to turn them away. I can't use them. You know, you only had 2 hours on the show. You know, we could have gone on. The people who were calling us, we could have turned it into a telethon. Had a beautiful letter from Sammy Davis Jr., Bob Hope, apologizing that they couldn't be there. Sammy was in Japan at the time. Bob, I don't know, he was someplace else. So we had to settle for, we got a couple of local DJs who emceed the show, Wolfman Jack, I think William B. Williams from the radio, and a couple of others. But we had so many celebrities who just came forward and wanted to donate their time to make an announcement. And I got to thank Norman, Craig, and Cumble, the ad corporation, who helped to make these commercials. Nick Lamasella was the guy's name. He did a lot of the Revlon stuff, you know. And Nick they put Nick in charge. We had Lena Horne, Cat Stevens sent some money, you know. So many people. I met this guy, Paul Burke from Naked City. Rocky, the champ, gave money. I met Rocky, you know. And then later on, when Geraldo Rivera did his show, one-on-one, you know, with the Willowbrook and all that, I met the great John Denver, who was a real beautiful guy, big animal lover, that was at the Garden, Madison Square Garden. So that show led up to the 80s and how we started Inner Sight. And, you know, it was a very spiritual experience that evolved. What did we want to do, you know? And I got the idea one day. It was a beautiful day in the spring. And Ray and I were walking down Broadway. He had his companion with him. I had my guide dog. And walking down Broadway, and Ray said to me, you know, Frank, he said, I want to be able to read all these signs and these lights and everything that's here, you know. And that's how I got the idea from the great Ray Charles, you know. Out of Sight became Inner Sight. And I said to myself, we got to change all this, you know. And, of course, things go through your mind and, you know, and life creeps up on you and you got to do other things and you get sidetracked. But the idea is still there. And that's why we do this show. See, what led up to it was the great contribution of Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. Roland Kirk was another guy on the late Al Hibbler with his mink tie that Sinatra gave him. And we had a big party. So many celebrities there and managers and people, agents. You know, I remember Boone, beautiful guy, Dick Boone, Ray's agent, Joey Adams, Ray's manager. What a beautiful guy, you know. So that led up to Inner Sight, and we did in the 90s, we helped get guide dogs into Hawaii, Congressman Gary Ackerman led the way for that. And that was quite a campaign. We made every newspaper. We had the media was following us all over town, you know, with Gary. And it became so powerful that all the networks sent the story over to their sister stations in Hawaii. See? And within 6 months, we changed the law. Now, I got to tell you a story about that, because I spoke with the somebody from the National Federation for the Blind who was trying to change this law 20 years, you know. And I gave him an idea. I said, look, I said, I think you're spending the money wrong. Why don't you get a blind lawyer with a guide dog who can't even get to his trial because the Hawaii won't let him in? There's your news conference. Well, they didn't listen to me. They went on and spent the money. I said, that money should be given to people who are being discriminated against, not the lawyers. They didn't like that. But you see, that's the way Inner Sight thinks. You know, turn it around. Do the thing that's not so obvious. Bring it on them. Anyway, 6 months after Gary and I exposed it, it's gotten to the tabloids, it gotten to the papers, you know, gotten to the networks. It was all over the place. 6 months, the governor in Hawaii decided, oh, I better change this law. A senator's daughter from Hawaii had a cat. And they made her put the cat in quarantine. The poor thing died. And that was the straw. You know, that's when the governor realized, hey, what am I doing, you know? So we did that. And, of course, back in 1986, when my daughter was born, we had a lot of exposure with that when my girlfriend picked my guide dog as the focal point. They wouldn't let us in the hospital, and we had to fight that and got all over the news. So all these things have led up to Inner Sight and why we do what we do and what we stand for and why we say that people should have the right to live their own lives, that the money that's there to help us should be put into an account for the person who is disabled, only to be used for a designated purpose. You know, in other words, whatever it is, your medical, your housing, so that people could direct their own lives. Now, you see, you cannot direct your own life if somebody else is going to control your money. Now, I'm not talking about the people that don't have the capacity to understand that. Yes, they need help, and they ought to have the best bonded help and all that to protect them. But the average disabled person who's you know, fit mentally and all that and understands what's going on should have the right to conduct their own life. There's so many examples of that. We have one going on right now with Maureen and her mom, where they were supposed to release her from the nursing home, and all of a sudden they don't have an aide for her. Well, you know what the answer is? The answer is, the money should be in a fund for Mary's aid, you know. And that would make it a lot easier for the person to find an aide because you'd have the money to pay them. And you could be flexible. Now, another way to deal with that is, for inner sight to acquire the money to start our, what we call Volunteers for Freedom. Because the state doesn't like to give a person 24 hours. They frown upon that. So the idea of the Volunteers for Freedom, who would be trained home health aides, and they would donate their time, person, and we would compensate them by paying one of their bills, or car insurance, or a mortgage, in accordance with how much time they would donate. And we estimate that we need $25 million to get that program off the ground. It would help a lot of people. All right, inner sight. Yeah, Tuesday night, but no open mic. We apologize. And so the only phone number we can give you if you want to make a comment is the inner sight number, 631-224-3090, if you want to comment on any of what we're talking about tonight, is how what led up to inner sight. And certainly the out of sight night and the Hawaii thing and even the birth of my daughter showed that you could be creative and innovative and still be safe and liberate people. By the way, we're on television tomorrow night. We got reruns going on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And Thursday night out here on Long Island, they call it Altice, used to be Long Island Cable. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. Friday over here, we got the funnies. So you want to do some crazy stuff and laugh and all that. Bring back some of the old comedies with a new twist. Join us on Friday night. Louis is probably trying to call in tonight. And we apologize if we don't have the ability to get on the phones. All right, inner sight. And tomorrow night's show going to be how can you trust the government and the agencies when they don't protect us? And we'll explain tomorrow night. All right. And Thursday's show, we're going to advocate for people not to give money to the nursing homes. We'll explain how we hope that can happen. Those are the two shows for tomorrow night and Thursday on Inner Sight. Yes, and then we now, you know, in the 90s and after the Hawaii campaign, we began our new approach and how we believe that people who are disabled can be truly liberated, you know, to let us conduct our own lives. And that means down to the last dollar. It's going to take a miracle to bring that about because you've got to change the whole system, the way it operates. Now, you leave the laws in that protect people. We're all for that. We don't want to change that. All right. The agencies now that are supposed to help us, they can take on a new role in our idea. They don't have to lose their jobs. Take on a new role. One of the things that really offends us is to see these agencies drawing big, fat salaries when the disabled person can't get help. That really bothers us who believe in freedom and equality. That shouldn't be. I don't care how much a person makes, but make sure that the disabled person they need. And the way it's set up right now, that ain't happening. It's not happening. You know? So that needs to be drastically modified. If people are going to make money off of us, we should be able to get the help that we need. And there's so many examples. You know, I'll give you one right now. We said that Suzanne had to go to the hospital, right? She didn't want to go to the hospital. She wanted to go to a holistic doctor and get treatment. They've got a filled pump so full of medicine and poison that she had to go to the hospital because she doesn't have the means to pay for the holistic treatment. So there's an example right there. If the money were in a fund for her medical services, you know, she wouldn't have had to go to a hospital. She could have gone and gotten an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, or a holistic doctor to come to her under the circumstances. So there you have an example. And how many people is that happening to? See, that's what Inner Sight is about. Do the unusual, you know. Liberate people. Give people the right to live their own lives. On the service dog thing, where we have a petition on that. The nursing home, we have a petition, which needs a lot more names. But on the service dog thing, a blind person wants to learn how to train the dog on their own. And I bet a lot of blind people do. You know, the agencies who raise all that money, they won't help you do that. They won't give you classes and show you how to do that. They look down on you. You train your dog on your own, you can't go to the animal medical in New York City and get the medical that they offer to blind people for free, because they're prejudiced against blind people who train dogs on their own. So there's another example of what we're talking about. The money should be in an account. If a person wants a service dog, that money should be in an account, so they could get the dog on their own or learn to train it on their own or hire a trainer, whatever way they want to go. And then the money should be there for the medical, for their service dog. All with built-in safety, of course. You can't take the money and go to Las Vegas and have fun. You know, won't work. Well, it's like the SNAP card. You can't take the SNAP card and go out and buy a suit. Won't work. Won't go through. Why don't they do that with all the other aspects of life? And to relieve the burden from the government, the agencies should be raising part of that money. You got to modify those agencies. You got to get them to work in a different light, a different way. You know. So that's how InnerSight has evolved. We started way back by doing things unusual. Still doing that. But now we want to get it to the point where it's going to be done in a big, giant way to liberate millions and millions of people in this country. And then maybe we'll have a chance to do it around the world. So that's why the late Joe Arion made up that slogan, InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. It does mean freedom when you can run your own life and have the money for your wheelchair or your guide dog or your, you know, and have the wheelchair made the way you need it to be made. It does mean freedom when you don't have to go into a nursing home and suffer and get services that many, many people don't want. It does mean freedom when you can get out of a nursing home and not have to fight with the state because they won't give you 24 hours because you could do it through the Volunteers for Freedom through InnerSight and every other agency that would like to take that up. We're not afraid of that. Somebody sent me an email not understanding what we're about. Stay ahead of your competition. We don't have any competition. I wish we did. I wish other agencies would say, hey, we're going to do that. We're going to make that happen. Go do it. InnerSight has no competition. That's one of the problems. The other agencies don't stand up and do these things. We welcome competition. We love it. Start doing it. You know, set up a fund for any of your people that you have in your organization. Set up a fund for people who want to train guide dogs on their own. I'll give the classes. And we'll get some other people to do it too. See? There's no competition. Because they don't have the spirit of InnerSight. That's why. That's what they need. The spirit of InnerSight, the spirit that brought Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder together, the spirit that said to the Hawaiian police, you're going to shoot my dog if I go to Hawaii, that said to the British government when the stupid idiot said, oh, when you get to England, we give you another dog. The moron that Jeff Broderick, doctor, called him a moron right in front of the Associated Press. He called him an ass. That's the spirit that the agency should have. That's the spirit of InnerSight. And you know what? Nobody could ever destroy that spirit. You know why? It's the spirit of God that all should be equal. InnerSight, I want to thank all our friends. Wish Suzanne a speedy recovery. Careful in that hospital. Good place to catch a disease. Anyway, you know what we need in this country? We need a totally holistic hospital. excuse me, that's one of the biggest things that this country is lacking. Totally holistic. I don't think there is one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is another state, but I've never heard of one. We need one in New York. Somebody out there want to invest money in something really different and cool? Start a holistic hospital. Inner Sight would love that. We'll advertise you for free. hold on, I'm gonna break the station. Stand by. /8:52 New York. Was supposed to be open mic, but we had to switch things around. Co-host and no engineer. So we apologize. And we wish her a speedy recovery. So yeah, the spirit of Inner Sight, you know. And I want to thank the editor of Suffolk News out here on Long Island. She published our story in 3 papers, and now we're on in this magazine that you can find online, The Tides of America. And the next month, she says she's going to try to get the story in the print version of the magazine. So this woman, Nicole, who's the editor of the Suffolk Papers, is really going all out for us, and we greatly appreciate that. I think she has the spirit of Inner Sight. That's my observation. And anybody can get that spirit. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to study for it. You don't have to be a doctor or whatever. You know, you can acquire the spirit of Inner Sight by believing in the things that we're talking about. And not only believing, but starting to practice some of the things and let people know. All right? So we thank all our listeners. We went over 109,000. Our next goal is 110,000. And we really appreciate people who listen. They must be liking some of the things we say here on Inner Sight. Get the spirit. And we continue. We go on. We keep on letting people know. We keep on fighting for these things. We keep on telling it, you know. And 95% of the time, when you see a disabled person and they're not two together, don't blame them. Blame the people who have their money. Okay, if the disabled person has the money, and they're able, you know, now they have the means, and then they goof off and you know, and get apathetic, then yes, then you can blame them. But you cannot justifiably blame them now, because the agencies have our money. They have the money that's supposed to be there to help us. We see it every day. All the time. We have to advocate and fight for that money. You know. So there's the quest. There's the bottom line. Release the money that's supposed to be there to help the person. And let us live our lives. You can do that in every aspect. You know, education, housing, medical, wheelchairs, service dogs, every aspect of a person's life, there's money controlled by agencies. Think about it. That's how they've set it up. It's time to change it. It's time to make us equal and let us run our own lives. Somebody does something wrong, you take them to the law. We're not above the law, those of us who are disabled. So that's how to handle that. Let it happen. You know? And we believe it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Just a question of time. How much time do you have? You know, that's the monumental question to, you know, expression. How much time do you have? Well, nobody really knows, but we've told you what Inner Sight is, how we started out, where we've gone from the 60s with Howie the Harp all the way up to now with 109,000 plus listeners. And we go on, finish the race and win. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night, 631-234-3090, phone number, innersight@pmpmail.com. Go to our website, innersight.info, innersight.info. Thank you so much for listening. Wish Suzanne a speedy recovery. And we'll be with you tomorrow night to 9, Blog Radio on Inner Sight. And until then, you know what we're going to say, right? You always know what we're going to say, don't you? Well, we hope you do. All right. Thank you so much, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.